Let's meet Misty Snow. She's a cashier at a grocery store in Utah, and she is also one of two transgender women running for Congress.
Far too many members of Congress are from, like, rich backgrounds. They're lawyers, bankers, millionaires. And so I feel that being like a working class person, I can provide a voice for people who are currently don't have a voice in government.
Misty Snow won Utah's Democratic primary despite only raising $6,000. I asked her what it would mean to be the first transgender U.S. senator.
I think it would be a good moment for the LGBT community and especially the trans community, because currently trans people don't have a voice in Congress, so I could be that voice that is currently not represented.
You said you and your story were able to appeal to voters in a Democratic primary. Now that we're in a general election, Utah is a pretty religious conservative state. You're facing a Republican incumbent, Mike Lee. It sounds like you're facing an uphill battle here.
Going against an incumbent anywhere in the country is always an uphill battle. But, you know, my opponent, he, like said, most recent polls showed that he only had a 38% approval rating. So there is a chance here.
Well, party aside and the fact that you're running against an incumbent aside, how do you win over people who are devout? I could imagine some in Utah believing in the idea that bathrooms should be divided up based on the gender that someone is assigned at birth. Can you win them over?
I think a lot of people, they're against those issues because they don't know a lot of people. But Utah has this kind of libertarian culture to its religious conservatism. It's a very live and let live kind of culture. And, you know, and the dawn of faith in Utah is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. According to Pew Research, make about 55% of Utah's population.
The Mormons, yeah.
You know, I was raised LDS myself, so I kind of know that culture. Most of my family's LDS. A lot of my friends are LDS. The number one issue for them is their families. You know, so I'd really try to appeal to them by talking about raising the minimum wage, paid maternity leave. You know, Utah is the nation's highest birth rate. And so that's an issue that really resonates with Utah mothers. So those issues, I think, are the ones I really want to hit on. I want to provide this message. I want to fight for working class people and their families.
Well, you say you grew up Mormon. And I wonder if you went through difficult times as you were transitioning in sort of winning over any family members or winning over friends to support you that might have offered some lessons as you try to win over voters.
I didn't like that. I have a lot of support to transition when I was younger, so I ended up doing it kind of more over the last few years.
You said you didn't have a lot of support as you were growing up, so you've been through times when you struggled to be accepted.
Yeah, when I was like I didn't have support for my mother to transition, and you know, so I put that off a lot for a long time.
Does that sort of prepare you to deal with that as someone trying to win office?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, because I've had some pretty negative experiences of life, and you know, so it's like I haven't really had any really negative experiences running for office yet. So it's honestly been really positive. I had so many people willing to volunteer, to put in time, to donate to my campaign and make an effort to help me win the primary. Now they're helping me, try to win the general election.
Well, Misty Snow, before I let you go, I'm just wondering, is your mom supporting you now?
Well, my mom's very proud of me now. Yeah, I think I finally gave her something to really be proud of. And, you know, she came to our election night party and she's really proud of me.
Well, best of luck in the campaign and real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
That's Utah Democrat Misty Snow, who is running for the U.S. Senate seat from Utah against Republican incumbent Mike Lee.